Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the broadcast today. You are tuned in to the Lalisa Williams Show, and I am Coach Lalisa J. Williams. Well, this is a very, very exciting day, a great weekend in 2012. Happy Friday to each and every last one of you, and God bless you. And we pray that you have a successful and prosperous day in whatever you might be doing now. Today is actually August the 31st. We are just one day away from September the 1st. And as we have grown accustomed to, getting ready to start this Labor Day weekend. And then for most of us, depending on where you live in the United States, school is about to start. It is September. You know, we take on a different mindset. We're now that school is in, you know, the summer is over, playtime is over, so to speak. We're ready to learn and ready to just grow and develop. So we are going to be bringing you topics all fall long to help you do that, to grow, to develop as leaders, as business owners. We have a whole new mission that we're on that is to work with and help a small business woman, so you will be seeing that we will be doing shows that deal with that. Also, don't forget, we have now on Tuesday, we do a book, it's called the Book by Book Project, that was suggested and created by Dr. Professor Terry Benjamin. So please send your books. You can inbox him on Facebook, Terry Benjamin. Let him know that you wanted to have your book reviewed by him. What he does is he'll get the books. You need to send two copies, one for him, one for myself. We'll read the book, and then we will go on the air every Tuesday and discuss discuss a book and the author, and hopefully the author will be able to tune in as well, and we will pull the author in for comments or questions, and also to help to share their book information with the listening audience. So we want to just thank everyone for tuning in today. And so there's other things going on also. There are many, many events, too many to name in this half-hour broadcast, but a couple of notable events. One is the women. There's a Women's Empowerment Book Club that is created by and founder Lady Diana Washington Flagg. Don't forget that she has an event coming up in just about a week and a half, and that will be, I'm trying to find the flyer so I can tell you a little bit more about that. Okay, I see the flyer right here. I'll just see if I can click on the flyer and see what we can get a date of that event. Yes, it is entitled Walking in the Spirit of Excellence. And the subtitle is My Life is the Book. It's coming from Luke 3:22. It's going to be held Saturday, September the 8th, 4:00 p.m. sharp. Powerful motivational speakers. And several books will be featured, and several people will be there sharing their testimonies. Again, it will be held at the Power Praise and Worship Ministry, located at 1420 Southwood Avenue in Linden, New Jersey. And you can follow up on her Facebook page with that. Also, there is an event in Virginia Beach. It is a women's leadership conference that is going to be held on the 15th of September. So on the 15th of September, for those of you who can make your way to this women's conference in Virginia Beach, should be an awesome, awesome, awesome good time. It is going to be held at the, and I'm looking for the address. Oh, there it is. The Holiday Inn Hotel Virginia Beach, located at 5655 Greenwich Road in Virginia Beach, Virginia. So if you want to go and you know that you want to go today, no matter where you might be living, you can inbox me. I will give you a phone number for a hotel where you can get a really, really, really good deal for a beautiful hotel right on the beach of Virginia, and you can at the same time be able to go to this wonderful conference, and just whatever it might cost you for the gas money. So, but you would have to contact me, like, today, because the special will not last very, very, very long. So that is what's going down. That is, that women's conference is being hosted by Francine Humphrey. And for those of you who was at the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo that we had on the 25th of August, Francine Humphrey was one of our special guest speaker. So that's what's going on around the town for people who are in business now. On to our topic for today, getting along with your boss. Now, this is a big problem for many people, and it doesn't matter whether you're working with a new boss or one that you've been reporting to for years. You might still need some tips on how to get along with your boss. I mean, when you really stop to think about it, your boss and you, that relationship is probably one of your most significant relationships outside of course, your relationship with God. That's first and foremost. That's your most important relationship. But then, you know, if you have your spouse, that's your other important relationship. Certainly, if you have children, that's also important. However, your boss is very important because for many people, order to have a spouse and have a home and have children, have a family, be able to do the things that you would love to do with your friends and your siblings, you need a boss, okay? And that's how you get paid. Now, you may say, well, I work for myself. I am the boss. Well, in that case, then your customers are your boss, and you still need to know how to deal with them. Because everyone who has a business knows that without customers, you won't have a business. So the customers are your boss. And I know sometimes when we say, oh, well, I'm going to quit this job and be my own boss. Well, there's really no such thing. Because you're just trading one boss for another. When you work for yourself, your customers are your boss. When you work for a company, then you have a person, one person typically, that's designated to be your boss. Or you may have several bosses, but then, you know, you have that immediate supervisor. But everyone has a boss. And so I was, you know, as a human resource major, you know, I'm always, you know, looking to, or I gravitate to topics that deal with the workplace. In addition to being a human resource major, I've taught organizational behavior, and probably will teach it again and teach principles of management. And so I have the textbook type of teaching that I could talk about, and also, of course, they give you examples and things like that. So, but it's always funny, you know, to hear what people feel about their bosses. Now, let me just give you an example of some of the bosses that I've had over my lifetime. Now, my very, very first boss, I don't remember very much about that person because it was a summer job. I was, you know, 16 and in high school, and I don't remember much about that supervisor, to be honest with you. All I wanted was a paycheck. I knew to get up and go to work every day because other than that, I would have had to wear, you know, clothes from the Salvation Army. So if I wanted to buy my own clothes, I wanted to buy new clothes, I had to get that job. So I didn't really get much into the boss, and I wasn't worried about anything because I was going to go to work every day. I needed that paycheck. And I remember it was probably around $60 a week or something. But that was a lot for a high school student like myself. And I could get a lot of clothes. I remember Casual Corners was just opening, and I could get a lot of clothes from Casual Corners, okay? Now, fast forward to some other bosses that I've had. I've been fortunate to have had decent bosses. I can't complain. Other than the one in the military, my military boss, he sort of was a hot mess, only because he was a male and it was the Navy, and if you understand anything about the Navy and women in the Navy, and especially back then, this was 1980, and you understood the men, and I was a jet mechanic, and that was sort of new. I was the second female that had ever worked at that squadron as a jet mechanic, so they weren't used to having a woman work with them. And you can imagine a person like myself with all this energy rolling around the military. That was funny. So that boss was a little challenging. And I certainly wished I had a radio show like this to tell me about how to get along with your boss. It's important, you know. It's really, really important. So let me get into that discussion because you know how it is. Before you know it, the time is gone. So, what are some things that you need to know about getting along with your boss? Well, let me say it like this. Just like your boss is there to manage you, well, you also have to manage you. Okay? In other words, as my husband would probably say, manage yourself so that your boss doesn't have to manage you. That's one way to do it, all right? You should come to the workplace with a self-managing attitude, self-managing behavior, okay? Not like in high school where, you know, you can get in trouble and your teacher teacher is there to correct you and things like that. No, in the workplace, you now that you're an adult, you're grown, you have to learn how to manage yourself. And if you don't know how, definitely get my book, Release Your Power. In there, there's a section on building solid relationships. There's a section on assessing your skills and abilities, how to improve on your skills and your abilities, how to tap into your hidden skills and talents, how to develop the leader within yourself, and how to continue to improve yourself. But managing yourself is going to be critical in getting along with your boss. But not only that, you also have to learn how to manage your boss, right? Now, this doesn't mean that you're in charge of them. I'm not talking about that type of management. I'm talking about understanding your role, doing something that one researcher called, you have to consider the you factor. When you take a job or an assignment or a role, consider the you factor. What is the you factor? Even when you go to for an interview, let's just say you're not working yet, you must consider the you factor. Let's say you are a part of a bigger team. Now, this could be at work. It could be in your church or in your other houses of worship. Wherever you are, whatever group you're a part of, it could be a community group, a local group, a political group. You know, always consider the you factor. Now, we'll talk on a subsequent show about how to be a good boss, all right? But right now, we're talking to individuals who have a boss. This is a very important topic for you if you have a boss and or a supervisor or a leader, okay? So definitely you want to consider the you factor. And what does this author mean by the you factor? Well, they're talking about what is your value that you bring to the organization? What is your value? That's the you factor. What do you bring to the table? Well, hopefully you don't just bring problems and complaining and trouble, because then, as they were talking about last Saturday, your brand is a negative brand that probably no one wants to buy or be a part of. So what's the you factor? What is it that you bring? Do you bring enthusiasm? Do you bring excitement? Do you bring problem solving? Right? The other thing that you want to look at is, how do you interact with and how do you manage others? In other words, if somebody was to ask the customer, your customer, and you know there's internal customers and external customers, everyone that you deal with in other departments are your customers. Those are your internal customers. Anyone coming from the outside, of course, is your external customer. If your boss was to ask your employees and the customers about you, what would they say? What's your you factor? So when you're dealing with the boss, what are you? Are you part of your boss's problem? Or are you part of your boss's solution? Now, that's your choice. You can be part of the problem or part of the solution. I tell my students when we get to this section in the business, in our business course, when we get to the session on managing, leading, controlling, and organizing the major functions of a manager, and I begin to talk about, you know, as a manager is leading, you know, I said, your job, I tell all my students this, and some of them have gotten back to me after they've tried it and said it really works. And I say this emphatically, and I mean it. I tell them, your job, you want to know how to get along with your boss? Yeah, I tell them, your job is to make your boss shine. Now, I know that was probably right there. You know, a lot of people say, you know what, we're not listening to this broadcast. But I'm telling you, if you want to really know how to get along with your boss, your job is to make them look good. That's your job. That's what they hired you for. And you may say, well, I was already working here when they got here. It doesn't matter. You, whoever hired you, whoever was there before they got there, that's what you're there for. Don't get caught up in thinking that is for some other reason. Okay? So in order to make your boss shine, you have to do a few things. Like, number one, don't try to change your boss. You're not there to change them. If anything, best case scenario, you're there to change yourself. You're not there to change them. Here's the thing. Even though you may not understand how they got promoted, because in the United States, in a lot of companies, bosses who are not developed, not trained, not groomed to be a boss, got promoted, okay? They needed someone in the role. The person had great technical ability. They got promoted. But when you become a boss, you need a great interpersonal side. You need more interpersonal skill and more human skill than you do technical ability. But it's your job. But if you want to get along with your boss, don't try to change them, okay? Don't assume that, you know what the goals of your boss, what your boss's goals are, all right? Don't assume that. Listen, take their lead, and support them and make them shine. That's what you're there to do. You're not there to bump their heads, to try to, prove that you're right, or to be the person with all the answers. That's not what you're there to do. We're talking about getting along with your boss so that ultimately you can get ahead. No boss wants to promote a person that is always bumping up against them. Okay? Another thing that you want to do to get along with your boss is try your best to understand and study their personality. What's your boss's personality? Are they the type of person that, likes to come in early and get everything done, and then for the rest of the day, kind of kick back and lay back? Is that their personality? Or is their personality to come in a little later but work hard and stay late? You got to understand their personality. So we're talking this morning about how to get along with your boss. And why is this important? Well, we stated that it was important because your boss needs you to help them grow the company, right? Another thing that you want to do to get along with your boss is, once you've assessed their personality, now you can capitalize on their strengths and try to help compensate for their weakness. Don't try to point out their weakness. You will end up looking bad. If you try to point out your boss's weakness, you will end up looking bad. Don't do it. It's not worth it. Capitalize on their strength. And if you see that they have a weakness, that's where you jump in and try to help. Because overall, the division chief or the division head or the leader is looking at the department as one unit. So it's not like you're going to point out their weakness and think that you're going to get them fired and you're going to get promoted. Because even if you can do that, because it has happened a few times, but typically those people who do that don't have a lot of success in life in general. Like, if you're somewhere on the job trying to make someone's life miserable, make a hole for them to fall in, a ditch, remember, all ditches that you dig, you're going to go in them. So you may be, let me give you an example, you may create a ditch for someone at work, but at home, your life is falling apart, and you're going in a ditch. Or in the community, or with your spouse, or with your children. Trust and believe me, if you dig a ditch, you're going in it. So don't dig ditches for your boss. It's not worth it. It's just not worth it. And remember, worst case scenario, you could get laid off, you could be downsized, you could be right-sized, you could be straight out fired. Your boss could put you in such a precarious situation that you'll want to quit, and then you'll have a whole other set of problems. Because the first thing people think is that, well, I'll go and collect unemployment. That's people's first thought, which is unfortunate that that is there. It's fortunate for a small reason, but employers don't like to hire people that are unemployed because they feel that you're rusty, you're not keeping up with things, you've been laid back, you're not sharp. So they don't really like to hire people off unemployment because they don't really know how long you've been there. They look at your resume. That could be fluff. So they don't know. They just, you know, you start talking about unemployment, you turn them off. So it's best not to be unemployed. It's best to keep working and look for another job if that's what you need to do. But seek your boss's advice and guidance when you need it. You know, bosses love, I used to have this one boss where, man, that was her greatest part of her day, was when I would go to her for advice. She loved it. You know, bosses love to give you advice. And if you find that your boss doesn't like to communicate, well, there's something you can do about it, but we won't be able to get into it today. So you'll have to look for creative ways to communicate with them. Because some people are type A, some people are type B. There's all kinds of reasons for that, okay? But with your boss, you also want to, another way to get along with your boss is practice good salesmanship. You know, try to sell your ideas and your plans to your boss by highlighting the benefits and the positive outcomes. You know, steer them. Be persistent, but not overbearing. So we're going to do some more sales training, too, down the line, because I know a lot of people that went over their head. But try to be a good sales. Think about the last time someone sold you something and why you bought it. All right? Now, here's another thing you want to do to get along with your boss. Don't be a person who is always finding a problem. You know, don't just find problems. And if you happen to notice a problem, be able to offer a solution right away. Don't just say, here's the problem. Say, I have a solution to a problem. You know, start with the lead with the solution. I have a solution to a problem I noticed with the copier. Or I have a solution with a problem I noticed with our files or with our data. All right? I have a solution with a problem I noticed with some of our team members. So always lead with your solution and not just a problem. Because guess what? Managers and supervisors, guess what? Bosses, we hate problems. We love solutions. So and probably it should be this way. The person who is the supervisor should have gotten that way because they were problem solvers. So that's why they are more inclined to take to other employees who also know about solving problems. So I hope you got something out of our talk today on solving problems, on getting along with your manager. Don't forget to have a wonderful, wonderful holiday weekend. See if we're going to do the show on Monday. I think we should be on the air. It's a holiday. It is Memorial Day where we should do the show. And we'll talk about some things that you can do to enjoy Memorial Day. Also, don't forget Tuesday for the Book by Book Project. And Wednesday would be a brand new week. First day of school for me and Essex County College students. Well, my students anyway. Other students will go on Tuesday. Everyone have a great semester coming up, a great weekend. Don't forget, it's not that hard, and you too can get along with your boss. And if you are the boss, just know that there are ways you can get along with your staff. This has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams, and we will see you back
you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. But we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.